Power Trip Betts cares about it.
Welcome to the Betts and Quotes podcast, a show for the rubes, by the rubes, talking all things Power Trip. Betts and Quotes is hosted by Chuck, better known as Power Trip Betts, and David, the one and only Power Trip Quotes. They were going to get an apartment together and see how things went, but settled on a podcast instead. This show is in no way, shape, or form sponsored by, affiliated with, or even tolerated by the Power Trip, KFAN, or iHeartMedia. In fact, we'd be willing to bet that Chad Abbott never listens to a single episode. And now, here are your hosts, Chuck and David.
Welcome to the Betts and Quotes podcast, episode number 21. I am your co-host Chuck, otherwise known as Power Trip Betts.
And I'm Dave, Power Trip Quotes.
And on today's episode, we are going to do a Betts update along with a Charts Challenge update as we're getting down to the nitty-gritty on the Charts Challenge. We'll do our Quotes of the Year. This is, we don't have the Quotes of the Week. We're down to the Quotes of the Year as the end of 2018 is approaching. And we're going to get the Rubes involved with this. You guys are going to vote. We're going to do kind of a Sweet 16 bracket style that Dave's got all set up for you. And we'll vote each week. We'll get it down to eight and then the final four. And then we'll have our championship match. And ultimately, the Rubes will decide who is the or what is the quote of the year. So pretty exciting. Early Sweet 16 action here before March.
Yeah, got to get everyone ready for the bracket season coming up.
Absolutely. The only thing I wanted to highlight before we get going with the bets update is, were you listening the other day on the After Party podcast when Abbott was on there?
Was that last week?
Yeah, it was like, I think it was Wednesday or Thursday's episode.
I think so, yeah.
So at the very, it got to the very end of the episode and he was like, does anybody even listen to these things all the way through? And, you know, you should email me if you listen to this the whole way through. And Corey's like, are you serious? You want people to email you? He's like, you're going to get flooded with emails. People love this podcast and everything. So I was like, why not? I'll email Abbott. So I just sent him a quick email and said that, of course I listen, because you never know when they might bet on something and I got to track all their bets and everything. And I got a response from Abbott, and his response was, thanks for listening and keeping track of these clowns. I thought that was That's pretty awesome. Appropriate. Yeah.
Well, then I was listening to the After Party from yesterday, and Tina says that the After Party podcast has like 30,000 more downloads than the actual like show podcast.
She
that
did.
That kind of blew me away.
Yeah, like I don't know what time period she's talking about. Like if that's since the beginning of the After Party podcast or weekly, or I don't know, but yeah, like, you know, and Corey pointed out, like, a lot of people just listen to the Power Trip live or whatever segments they choose to listen to live, right. You know, but still, you know, I would think, you know, a lot of people will still download the podcast and maybe there's one segment they missed that day or they download it for initials or whatever. So yeah, that surprised me too, that many people were listening to the After Party podcast or downloading it anyway. So
for sure.
Pretty crazy. So, but yeah, obviously still successful. I love the randomness of it because you never know who they're going to have on, what they're going to talk about. It's just kind of like, you know, one day they're griping about riding the bus home from Vegas, and then one day they're trying to set Tina up with somebody, and you just
that seems to be a steady theme.
Exactly.
Just getting after Tina.
You just never know where it's going to go, so I kind of love that randomness. All right, well, let's get rolling here, do a little bets update.
Here's this week in Power Trip Betts.
Power Trip Betts.
Power Trip Betts.
Power Trip Betts, though.
Where's Power Trip Betts when you need him?
Ask I Power bet. Trip Betts.
Is Power Trip Betts drunk?
You want to bet?
No new bets to report this week, but we do have two bets that settled, a bet update and a chart update. So lots to get to. We'll start with the bets that settled. One minor bet that indirectly involves the Power Trip, because, you know, Charch and PA are obviously friends of the Power Trip, and their little bet on whether or not the Patriots would go undefeated in the division settled as the Patriots lost on the Miami Miracle play. Wow. And PA ended up winning $20 from Charge because PA during one of the Friday football feasts, I think it was during, it was probably during training camp or even a little bit before, he was, you know, he was adamant the Patriots are not going to go undefeated in this division. He was like, they're, this division's terrible, but they are not going to run the division. One of these teams is going to get a win. Charge took the bet and PA won. So, Patriots are not going to go undefeated. That was an insane play. I was watching Red Zone and I was, you know, paying attention to my fantasy teams on my laptop and just had Red Zone on and they were like, okay, one last play here for the Dolphins. And I was like, oh, gotta watch this. And I figured they'd just bomb up a Hail Mary. And, you know, I'm watching it and I'm like, these plays, I've seen these plays work before in college. I've never seen one of these hook and lateral plays work in the pros. And sure enough, there he goes.
Yeah, I was watching Red Zone too. And at the same time, the Baltimore-Kansas City game was going back and forth. I'm like, no, just we don't want to watch some meaningless, you know, last play, you know, fumble and hook and lateral thing. I want to, you know, I want to get back to the Chiefs game. And then it was like, oh, my God, they're actually going to do it.
Yep.
Yeah, that was a really, really cool play.
Insane way for a PA to win a bet. So
right.
Pretty cool.
And the Patriots win enough.
Exactly, yep. The other bet that settled, which we speculated on during the last episode, was the Tommy Olsen versus Sauce and Corey for the core versus four NCAA playoff field. Didn't go Tommy's way. I couldn't believe it. I thought for sure Georgia had that game. I wasn't watching much of it because we had taken our trip to Florida and I was in the process of, you know, doing the rental car thing and the hotel thing and all that. And so I would just check updates on my phone every once in a while. And it's like, oh, Georgia's got this. Tommy's going to win. And then they let it slip away. Alabama wins paired with the Oklahoma win. That was enough apparently to launch Oklahoma above Ohio State, and Oklahoma and Notre Dame get into your final four, which are two teams Tommy did not have. He needed three of the four. He got two of the four, and he had to pay Corey and Sauce $100.
I still think, I mean, he got five. He technically got five picks, but his natural four were the four of Alabama, Clemson, Georgia, and Ohio State.
Yep.
So for him, out of four to, you know, basically get three out of five. And you could even argue, well, for sure, three out of six,
yep,
or four out of the six. I mean, he did a pretty good job. He was definitely the underdog in that bet.
Yep. And he was
props to Tommy Olsen for getting close.
Yeah, he was right there. So, you know, and you could argue, I mean, it can definitely be argued between Oklahoma and Ohio State. But at the end of the day, he lost out to Oklahoma. So good bet. Very good bet. Those are always fun, those season-long ones, to see how they develop. And speaking of the season-long bets, the Browns bet gets more interesting every week as the Browns knock off Carolina to get win number five. The magic number, of course, is six. That is if the Browns get six wins, both Corey and Chris lose the bet. Right now they're sitting at five, so if the season ended today, and it doesn't, Chris would be your loser and would have to watch 2 hours of the World Series of Poker. If it gets above six, then Chris is off the hook. If the Browns lose out and stay at five, then Corey's off the hook. Otherwise, one more loss by the Browns, and Corey has to get the psychic reading, which I think if I had to put a poll out and say, do you want Corey to have to get a psychic reading, yes or no, I think it would be about 99-1. I think it's going to be pure comedy to listen to.
I think he's cheering for it, honestly.
I think he'll love the bit. He'll absolutely love the bit, and then he'll love destroying the psychic once it's all over with. So, and it's going to happen. It's almost, I ran, based on the current lines this week and the projected lines for their last two games, because they play at Denver this week. They're like plus 135 on the money line. They play at home to the Bengals in 2 weeks, and that where they'll be big favorites. And then they're on the road at the Ravens, which they'll probably be pretty strong underdogs, because I'm guessing that game will mean something to the Ravens. So, but I ran the math based on those three games. the odds that they lose out and that Corey, or yeah, that they lose out and that Corey gets off the hook is 16%. The odds that they win two of those three and Chris gets off the hook is 34%. And the odds that they end up right on the number six is 50%. So it's looking pretty good for the Rubes that we're going to be, it's a 50-50 proposition right now that they're going to end up right on the number. So
that's crazy that it's more likely that they would win two games than lose all three games.
No, it's more likely that they win one game and lose the other two. Okay. So, yeah. So, but Chris is more favored than Corey. So it's, Corey's only got about a 1 in 6 chance of getting out of this. So it's, it'll be very interesting to see how this, this plays out. But the six number is looking pretty good. And if I had to choose between the two, I would definitely go with the psychic reading. But, somebody pointed out on Twitter too that if Hawk ends up riding the bus, that's when he should watch 2 hours of the World Series of Poker. You know, why not? Kill 2 hours, right? So, got to be on that bus anyway. And
smart.
And speaking of the bus, we are down to the nitty-gritty. So, quick update if you're not following along on Twitter or you forgot. The AJ, Corey, and Sauce are basically safe. They are. It would take something crazy for them to get caught. I went back and obviously had a lot of time this week in airports. I was looking at a lot of the charge numbers throughout history. The biggest deficit that anyone's ever overcome in 1 week is 22 points. So that's the most anybody's ever gained. And AJ is currently, I believe, 24 points ahead of Hockey right now. So they're... statistically, it's never been done that Hockey would catch AJ, and of course Creasel the same way, since Hockey's a point ahead of Creasel. So I'm considering AJ, Corey, and Sauce completely safe in this. So then you got Hockey at 211, Creasel at 210, so basically dead heat there. And then the Ghost is still hanging in there at 199, and I went back and did the analysis on that. Of the 14 weeks that have been completed so far, there has been exactly 1 week where the Ghost outscored both Hockey and Creasel by 12 or more points, meaning if the Ghost repeated that this week, the Ghost would send both Hawk and Creasel on the bus. So that has actually happened one time this year. I believe that was back in week 11 when the Ghost had Saquon Barkley and had his huge week. So it's there's a so you're telling me there's a chance. There's a 1 in 14 chance that the Ghost catches both of them. More likely, it's just going to be a heads-up match between Hawk and Kreese on Friday. Kreese, of course, will have the first pick overall, and then Hawk will be third. So both of them should have lots of good choices. Hawk would probably rather have pick 4 or 5 and have fewer choices to worry about. But your thoughts headed into the final week of the Charge Challenge.
Yeah, I mean, I think you mentioned it on our last show that Charge has kind of saved wide receiver quarterback combos.
Yes.
So I think that we'll see that.
I hope so.
To try to get you know, maybe a different outcome than we're all predicting.
Yep.
I don't know. Yeah. I've been cheering for the Ghost the whole time, and he's really just let me down. Even getting guys who are Charge's number one ranked player out of the group, he, you know, just hasn't found a good week and has ran into some injuries. And
the Emmanuel Sanders thing killed it that one point, because if he just has an average week, he because an average week that week was about 10 points. If he just has an average week, he's neck and neck with Hawk and Kreese, and the pressure's really on. So, yeah, not the best performance this year for the Ghost. Although, you know, like I said, outside of that week, the last 7 or 8 weeks, because the Ghost was completely dead, like, you know, after about week 6 or 7, and the Ghost made a huge comeback. And unfortunately, that Emmanuel Sanders week has made it more of a long shot now. But yeah,
I think overall the guys have been making really good picks this year.
They have.
I mean, it's kind of worked out in their favor that the Ghost has been, you know, the lowest scoring guy, but there is something to say about them making the right selections.
Yeah, definitely. Like the other tweet that I sent out this week when I had way too much time at the airport, where I did the little breakdown of what each person potentially could have had for their score versus what they actually had for the score. And I was like, sauce, man, 82%. That is like, you know, I didn't go back and do the analysis for prior years, but that is just, that blew me away. I didn't think it would be anywhere near that high, but yeah, he's gotten 82% of the potential points that he could have gotten. So that is pretty darn good.
That's pretty strong.
And quite a few people had to point out that hockey's gotten exactly 69% of the points that he could have gotten. They said somehow that's very appropriate. So, so yeah, that's how that worked out. So yeah, very exciting weekend. I will, of course, be tweeting way too much about the Charge Challenge because it's my favorite bit of the year. And then it's off to Las Vegas for somebody or maybe two somebody. So very, very exciting time for the Charge Challenge. All right, you ready to do some quotes of the year?
I'm ready.
They're memorable. They're timeless. They'll probably get meat sauce fired. It's time for the quotes of the week.
Power trip quotes. Power trip quotes.
Power trip quotes.
Power trip quotes. Power trip quotes.
All right, it is time to debut the 2018 Power Trip Quotes of the Year.
Woohoo!
I've gone through every single Power Trip quote that I have tweeted out this year, went through some of my favorites, went through likes, retweets, comments, just to try to get a gauge of to build the field of 16 this year. All of the show regulars are on, made the tournament, except for Corey Cove. So, there are plenty of meat sauce quotes. There are plenty of Chris Hockey quotes, of course. And one celebrity quote.
Ooh.
So we will start with, I should mention, we're going to be putting these, I'm going to be posting these, polls on Twitter with the individual matchups that you guys can vote on. They'll probably be out this Wednesday and Thursday. And, you guys can go out and retweet them, pass them along, and vote for your favorite quote to make it to next week.
The Rubes will decide it.
Just the way we like it.
Yes.
Just the way we like it. We will start with the number one seed, John Kreisel.
Yeah, Dubnyk's playing spectacular right now, and the guys have really kind of found their legs underneath them. And
must be nice.
Ooh. Man,
you're
God, I wish that was jokes today. Allergic to bombs and now this one.
I really wish that
on
was
fire.
Intentional.
taking on the number 16 seed, Meat Sauce.
I hated Brett Favre. I would literally be Brett Favre's bath mat. I would lay on Brett Favre's bathroom floor.
Do you know if you were a bath mat, then Tommy would throw you in the bathtub and pee on you before he
Fine.
Gets in there?
I'd let Brett Favre pee on me.
Sure.
Yeah.
You know it's a strong feel when that is the 16 seed.
I was going to say, that one, if I just had it ranked by, you know, likes and retweets and everything, that wasn't going to make the tournament, but I had that one highlighted for some reason. That was one of my favorite ones of the year, so I wanted to make sure that one got in there.
Yep.
So that could be an upset, never know.
It could be. That's strong. That's a good one.
All right, we're going to go to the 8 versus 9 matchup, and with the 8 seed again is Meat Sauce.
I've been sleeping on 100 because of my bad old man back. My sleep number's higher than my IQ!
Takes on in this matchup again, John Kreisel, the number 9 seed.
Well, yeah, so yeah.
That's not difficult. I don't have legs.
What? What?
Breaking news.
You don't have
Lieutenant
legs?
Lieutenant Dan!
How'd you lose them?
Shark attack. I didn't eat my vegetables.
Spoiler.
I didn't listen to my parents. I watched a United game.
Oh!
Okay.
Good old State Fair show.
Yeah, and I was there for that one. I love that one. That got a crazy. That probably got the biggest ovation and cheering of the whole show.
Oh yeah.
So that one definitely makes it. We go to the number 4 seed overall is Chris Hockey's statement. With some help from Paul Lambert here, we don't have audio. Paul said, could you eat something for 500 straight days? Chris Hockey replied, if she showered a lot. Wow. And that is taking on the number 13 seed, Meat Sauce. From the knees down, I'm a Greek god. Obviously referring to his calves.
But I love when he talks about his calves.
All right. And the winner of that matchup will play against the winner of this one, the number 5 seed, Tommy Olsen.
Yeah, really? I wore a Depends to like 7th grade. I used to pee the bed all the time.
I still like that one just because he corrects himself from saying piss the bed.
Yeah. Ugh. And that will take on the Meat Sauce quote at the number 12 seed, I haven't asked my parents for money since 2017.
We'll see if our tournament has a little 12-5 upset like they typically have in March Madness.
Yeah, those are over 50% the last couple of years. Okay. We will move over to the other side of the bracket where the number 3 seed, Chris Hockey.
No, this is terrible.
I like songs where you get to participate with your hands.
Yeah, I like songs like that.
Well, you'll like my new single, Jerk It Off.
And that statement will take on Meat Sauce's number 14th statement.
If that's true, don't bang other people that belong to somebody else.
I still want that t-shirt.
Yes, that would be a great State Fair shirt.
Yeah, for sure. All right, in the next matchup, we have the number 6 seed, John Creasel, again.
I'm allergic to bombs.
Why?
Or
my legs
not.
Fall off. Yeah. Like a salamander.
That was from the same show that the legs from under him with Mark Parrish quote, the number 1 seed was in. So John was really hot that day.
He was on fire.
And that will take on Tommy Olsen's second entry, the number 11 seed. I pinch my nipples to get them hard. Then you look more jacked.
That was kind of the beginning of Tommy's sort of revealing several things about himself. He kind of went, yeah. It's like every show for about 6 weeks.
Right before back front to back wiping and
yep.
peeing the shower.
Yep.
All right. In the next matchup, we have the number 7 seed, Chris Hockey.
The thing that he detests, that she's obsessed with, that is her thing.
Like, what's
everybody's
the thing?
Gonna have their thing.
Yeah, what's the thing, Hockey, you're really into that your wife isn't?
Sex.
All right, and that will take on the number 10 seed, the celebrity quote from Nick Swardson on January 16th. Now, this was following the, or I think this was leading up to the Saints-Vikings playoff matchup, and I quote, "If I could rocket food poisoning diarrhea into a t-shirt cannon and shoot it into Sean Payton's head, I would." Very aggressive, but very funny. Had to include that one.
Yeah. Wow.
I like Nick's seat. I mean, Vikings, you know, with the Vikings in there and getting after the Saints, you know, that could, even as a 10 seed, that could maybe move into the Final Four here.
It's got potential.
All right, and for our final matchup, we have our fan favorite, Mark Rosen.
I just want to tell you one thing.
Oh boy.
Oh, he used a sexy voice.
There's a lot more magic of these fingers than typing sports crap.
Oh my god! What just happened?
Oh, jeez.
Oh my gosh. You just dropped the mic.
Has to be the moment of the year, for sure.
And I was lucky enough to be at that one. Even though I missed out on the State Fair quote from Creasel, I was lucky enough to see the Rosie quote. And I just had to leave in the Rosie, Rosie, Rosie chant that started up. So
yeah, that was a where were you moment.
So classic.
Oh. Well, AJ's going to try to beat him here as the number 15 seed from June 4th when he said, "Yeah, but sometimes you get it in your mouth when you're spraying it on your body." Obviously, we know AJ wasn't talking about what we think he was talking about, but it's
I wouldn't think so.
Out of context for the quote.
Absolutely. Well, I was wondering if our new friend Chris from Care 11 was going to make it with his quote from a couple weeks ago. So very similar genre.
He was really close. There was probably about four of them that weren't technically in the top 16, if I'm going by likes, retweets, and comments.
Yeah.
That I just thought were, you know, sometimes I'm just tweeting out too many of them and they kind of get overlooked. There were so many statements. I was just sitting there logging them. I think it took me like, I don't know, it probably took me a total of 10 hours over a couple of weeks to get it all inputted into Excel. But I think we have 16 really solid statements. I think there are a lot of overseeds that could fall early in this tournament.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's going to be a lot of fun. You know, I tried to base it a little bit off of the preposterous statement tournament that Common and Tenebee have ran over the years. But we'll see if we can, you know, try to boost this and make it a fun thing for the Rubes to get out there and vote and get their quote of the year out there.
Absolutely. So you are admitting to stealing material from Common. Common has never stolen a bit from anybody.
Never, never.
Never.
Although I'm not necessarily stealing it. We'll use the Common term. I'm recycling it.
No, it's a. I love the field that you got there because, like you said, this could go any direction because you think, you know, quotes of the year, it's like, you know, Creasel has some very good ones. You got the Rosie, you know, basically the moment of the year. We'll see if it turns into the quote of the year. You know, Swartzen can make a run. Lots of Swartzen fans out there with his outrageous things that he likes to say. You know, Meat Sauce could win on volume alone because he's got the most quotes in the field. And, of course, Hawk runs Power Trip quotes, so he could easily influence it. And put himself up over the top. So I mean, if I was putting lines on it, there's a lot of different ways it could go. Like if you were just going to say, okay, who's going to win it? Not necessarily which quote, but which person is going to win it? It could go a lot of different ways. I don't necessarily think there's one person that's the clear cut favorite. So
right, I think if I were to pick a favorite, I would go with Creasel. You know, he's got a 1 seed, a 6 seed, and a 9 seed.
Yep.
But yeah, Meat Sauce has a lot of statements. Hockey has a lot of statements. You know, the region that I'm looking at with hockey, with the spending money, you got Swartzen's in that same region. So is the Rosie Magic Fingers.
Yep.
And then AJ's blowing it out of his mouth. that's kind of the region to watch here.
Absolutely. Well, that is awesome. Well done. We will, like you said, we'll get those polls up and retweeted and be looking for those, be voting on all those, and we'll update this each week, and we'll eventually get it down to the final matchup and see who the Rubes think is the quote of the year. The bet of the year is so much easier because it's just simple mathematics. It's like I add up all the bets and it's like, okay, this person's the winner. So I don't really have to have a Twitter poll to determine who the betting champion of the year is. But we'll do that award at the same time. I think I'll save that for the when we reveal the quote of the year champion as well. We'll do those in the same show. So
for sure. Well, I should send you over the PDF. You can fill out your bracket to see who wins.
Absolutely.
We could bet a Caniac on it or something.
There you go. I think I'm down one to you. So try and earn that back before Vegas. So.
All right.
Sounds good. All right. Well, I think that'll do it for this week's show. Thanks so much for listening. Be sure to follow us on Twitter. You're at Power Trip Quotes. I'm at Power Trip Bets. And, of course, feel free to email us at powertripbets@gmail.com. Chat, it's good enough for Chad Abbott, so you can feel free to email us as well. I did get a couple emails this week with some good feedback about shows that the Rubes would like to see. The big challenge is just pulling the audio for some of them, because some of them we don't necessarily have the audio for. But if there's any show topics or anything you guys would like to see, definitely shoot it our way. We'd love to take your feedback and do whatever you guys are would like to hear about and stuff. I think a lot of people like our retro shows where we look back at like old episodes or revisit things like the Gingerbread Shake or, you know, when hockey sang to Zimmer and things like that. We seem to get really good feedback on those. And of course the interviews as well. So we'll see where people want to go with it. But yeah, definitely feel free to shoot us that feedback. And thanks so much for listening. Be sure to vote for those quotes of the year. It'll be an interesting competition. Maybe I will fill out a bracket. All right, thanks for listening, and we'll talk to you next week.
Thank you for listening to the Bets and Quotes podcast. Be sure to give us a rating on iTunes or your favorite podcast app. And if you think we're hideous, please lie.
Coming back.